from lower intermediate level and above. Be Irish at heart and visit Dublin on St Patrick's Day. If you're thinking of taking a city break next year, then there is no better city to visit than Dublin on St Patrick's Day. Celebrated on the 17th of March, it is both a public holiday and a holy day of obligation. It is a great excuse for the Irish to take a day off to either go to Mass or drown the shamrock, or both. There are many celebrations all over the world, including Chicago, where it's a tradition to turn the river green. The most famous event on this day is the St. Patrick's Day Parade. This is a parade that passes through the centre of the city and lasts about 2 hours. There are many marching bands from all over the world, ceremonial groups, theatre companies, and colourfully decorated floats. The streets are lined with many spectators watching the parade, and last year almost 700,000 people attended. St. Patrick is our national saint and is responsible for bringing Christianity to pagan Ireland. When asked to explain how there could be three persons in one God, Patrick picked up a shamrock which has one stem and three leaves. One leaf is God the Father, one is God the Son, and the third, the Holy Ghost, also known as the Holy Trinity. To this day, we wear a shamrock on our lapels on St. Patrick's Day to remember this and to pay respect to our national saint. Nowadays, the celebration lasts for 3 days and there are many concerts and theatre performances to enjoy. When in Ireland, one must visit an Irish pub, drink a pint of stout and listen to traditional Irish music. I would also advise you to line your stomach with a good Irish stew. In Ireland, we have a word, session, which could be a number of musicians playing together or a long night of drinking. In the Irish language, the word for fun is craic, so you can tell your friends that you had a great craic last night. Other famous Irish drinks are Murphy's, a far superior stout than Guinness, which comes from the Republic of Cork. Also try Bulmer's cider, an apple beer, or any of our numerous whiskies. Green is our national colour for many reasons. Firstly, on our flag, green represents the Catholics, white, peace and unity, and gold, the Protestant community. Secondly, we are known as the Emerald Isle, because the country is so green. In fact, there is an expression, 40 shades of green. Lastly, after the failed uprising against the British of 1798, the wearing of the green became associated with Irish independence and rebellion. There is a famous song by the Wolftones called The Wearing of the Green. So, if you decide to go to Dublin, then have a pint on me. Slánte. The most common Irish symbols. The shamrock. The shamrock is undoubtedly the most identifiable symbol of Ireland. Shamrock comes from the Irish Gaelic word seamrog, a word that refers to the plant's three leaves. Legend has it that during a religious debate with the Druid priests, St. Patrick plucked a shamrock to demonstrate the mysteries of the Christian Trinity, three leaves held together by a single stem. Whether or not this story is true, the shamrock is regarded as the national plant of Ireland and always worn on St. Patrick's Day. The harp. The harp, of the small portable type played by Celtic minstrels, is the oldest official symbol of Ireland. Though not as recognisable as the shamrock, the harp is widely used. It appears on Irish coins, the presidential flag, state seals, uniforms, and official documents. But the harp is most often associated with Guinness, which adopted the harp as its trademark in 1862. The leprechaun. The legend of the leprechaun has never quite left Ireland. Traditionally dressed in green with a cocked hat and leather apron, he's about 2 feet tall and possesses a pot of gold. If you can find a leprechaun and keep him in your sight, he must tell you where the gold is. While many have claimed to see a leprechaun, usually after a long day in the pub, his existence has yet to be proven.